This is WTF, What the Foot Radio Podcast, the podcast to tune into and learn all about feet in the news, entertainment, sports, and healthcare. You want to know the truth? We will give you the truth. Welcome, everyone. This is Dr. Dennis Timko, the Foot Guy. You are listening to my What the Foot Radio Podcast.
Hello, everybody. This is Dr. Dennis Timko here at Arch City Foot and Ankle at WTF What the Foot Podcast. And basically, I wanted to introduce myself. Again, my name is Dr. Dennis Timko. I'm a licensed podiatrist here in St. Louis, Missouri. Started my practice about 10 years ago in foot and ankle surgery. I do specialize in couple different things, diabetic foot care, as well as sports and ankle injuries. One of the reasons why I decided to start a podcast is that I love technology and social media, and I do travel quite a bit to and from work, and I do listen to quite a few different podcasts and really, really enjoy the capability of being able to listen while driving and educating myself on different aspects. But today, I'd like to provide help to my patients and to future patients, as well as anybody out there that's wants to learn about feet and other things in relation. And because I have some experience with feet, since I'm a licensed podiatrist, I think I'd be a good one to listen to. I do listen to a lot of the Meet the Masters with Dr. Brett Hrabowski, who teaches a lot of different famous doctors all in the country. I also watch a lot of documentaries and recently become a vegetarian. And with some of these documentaries, it motivated me to educate people on different ideas to try to keep healthy, and such as juicing, and help decrease diabetes in the world. A couple documentaries I recommend is one called Escape the Fire, which is about healthcare and the new reform. One of the things I want to provide to people during this podcast is health reform, and we will get into that quite a bit as well. A couple other documentaries I recommend on Netflix is Fat, Sick, and Nearly Dead. It's a very interesting movie and documentary about a gentleman in Australia who goes around for about 30 days and all he does is juice. And he pretty much gets rid of his chronic disease. A couple other ones, Forks and Knives and Food Matters. So here's some other issues that I'd like to tell everybody about, and some of my goals and objectives. I'd like to teach people from a doctor's perspective of the current status of medicine in the current as well as the future. I'm also big into teaching as well, and do spend quite a bit of time with my patients, and I'd like to teach them a little bit about what I do and what other doctors in my profession are doing. Try to help people that have foot injuries or problems, and maybe help them decide whether a surgery is needed or not needed, or certain medication is needed or not needed. 285 million people today have diabetes, and that's about 2.8% of the world. And I'm hoping that even if I can help a handful of them, I think to potentially help them identify signs and symptoms of diabetes. And the foot and ankle is one of the first areas that you can catch the disease before it gets too bad. And in the U.S. alone, 25.8 million, which is 8.3% of the population, have diabetes. 7 million of them are undiagnosed. So if we, as a podiatrist, can catch this disease early enough, we can maybe help some of those not develop into a more chronic disease, causing amputations and different other problems. I'm also a big sports fan, and especially baseball, so I'd like to spend a small amount of time on different famous sports people, and maybe somebody in the entertainment business that maybe we find on the internet that have a foot injury, and I can explain it in more detail and maybe help some of those fantasy players win their leagues. I'm also going to provide a review of a popular foot product, such as a over-the-counter arch support or a pad in a shoe, or maybe even one of those new minimalist shoes that some of those runners are enjoying right now. Even some dress or casual shoes. So I'm going to do some checking into those products and maybe help people decide whether it's worth the money. Also, the big thing I think I'm going to provide over the next year is healthcare reform.
Tonight, after nearly 100 years of talk and frustration, after decades of trying and a year of sustained effort and debate, the United States Congress finally declared that America's workers and America's families and America's small businesses deserve the security of knowing that here in this country, neither illness nor accident should endanger the dreams they've worked a lifetime to achieve. Tonight, at a time when the pundits said it was no longer possible, we rose above the weight of our politics. We pushed back on the undue influence of special interests.
I'm going to try to discuss and educate people on healthcare reform and Obamacare. As you know, some people might think that doctors are all against Obamacare and healthcare reform. That's not quite true. We definitely need a change in this country. There is a lot of problems. And being in private practice over the last 10 years, I have identified significant amount of problems in our healthcare. People need healthcare in this country from what our Congress is saying. But where are we going to find this money to pay for all these people? Are they going to add more doctors? Are they going to pay us doctors? None of this has been brought up to Congress. And I just found out they added 600 more or so pages to this health reform bill, and nobody has been alerted. It's never been said anything in the media. I've had to Google it just to find it, and I just found out from one of my patients who's an insurance broker.
The right thing to do for our seniors. It makes Medicare stronger and more solid, extending its life by almost a decade. And it's the right thing to do for our future. It will reduce our deficit by more than $100 billion over the next decade and more than $1 trillion in the decade after that.
So, yes, it's going to save $1.1 trillion to our deficit over the next 10 years, but did you know that healthcare, the cost of healthcare is only 2% of our federal budget? So there's other things that our president and our Congress can help save money for our deficit other than healthcare. Healthcare is just a small amount. Lastly, I'd like to have a special interview with different people in the community that are entrepreneurs, different foot specialists, maybe an insurance agent or an expert. And we're going to interview them and have them discuss their point of view on what's going on with the country and the world and foot problems. It's going to be related to any kind of foot problem, and we will help decipher that and help promote that to the rest of the world. So I hope everybody can join me. I'll try to make this a weekly event, and if everybody can download my podcast, then maybe you can learn something new.
Well, that's it for the WTF podcast show. Thank you for joining us. For more information on us or our show, check us out at www.feeddoc.com. Ciao.